One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There are a few people in this earth that I think are braver than the Marines, that I think are braver than all the soldiers combined. There's a few people who I think really deserve the title of like the national treasures to our country, who deserve special rights just for being themselves. And that's the people in this world with bangs. Because what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? Mama, there's a bang behind you. Guys, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm done with all that. I'm done with the tricks. Stop playing tricks on me like that. Mama, there's a minion behind you. Like, okay. And? Sorry, I know the joke's old, but I keep seeing people talk about it. I keep seeing the mama, there's a gun behind you. Okay. Pull the trigger. Okay, sorry. Hi. People with bangs are really brave. I'm doing it today. I'm a banger today. I'm a bang you and your mama. I'm being silenced. Guys, okay. I'm in a mood. I'm really in a mood. I have been trying to tell jokes to myself today to, you know, get in the mood for the podcast. I keep making homicidal jokes. I don't know what that says about me, but I actually am lying because I do know what it says about me. I know everything. It says that I'm in a bad mood. I have been in a bad mood. I've been in a funk. I've been in a funk lately. Speaking of funk, everyone wants to say that, what's the word? Everyone wants to say that the word moist. Everyone's like, moist is the worst word. It makes me so uncomfortable. Girl, moist. That word doesn't really bother me. Not to invalidate those who are bothered by the word moist. Sorry. Moist. But the word that bothers me these days is funky. What the hell is up with the word funky? Okay, sorry. This is why like people shouldn't have podcasts. Like, what am I doing? Like, I'm having a crisis, guys. Fourth episode, things are looking down. Things are looking bad. Okay, back to the bangs. How do y'all do this? Y'all are brave, brave soldiers. The K-pop girls, have y'all ever seen a K-pop girl with bangs doing dances? They could do like cartwheels and flips and nips and tucks. And these girls, their bangs will be like ironed to their forehead. Like steel, like platinum. You could like probably punch them in the face. See, this is what I'm saying with the rude jokes. Where's this energy coming from? I'm jealous because my bangs are moving too much. Okay, sorry. Hello, welcome to the fourth episode of Not Thriving with me, Antonio Garza. I am so thankful that you guys are coming back. Hey, y'all. We have quite the episode for you today. By we, I mean me. Because yes, I still have no one helping me with this. Yes, I'm still broke. Guys, people really think I'm broke. Like, it's funny. And I love that because I have secrets. Like, I move in silence. One thing about me is I will always move in silence. I could be like filming a movie that's going to be like a blockbuster and I will not tell a single soul. I will not tell anyone. Like, I hold things close to my heart because I just don't like overselling myself. That's something about my personality I realize is that I'm such a timid person. I keep things so close to me. I'm like the opposite of the kind of person who wants to be heard in a room. Like, you know, there's sometimes like you go somewhere and there's just like one person who makes every thought like has to be everyone's like problem. And yes, I say problem with intent because some of y'all need to shut it. Some of y'all really need to shut it. And I had this instance last night where I was at this event. It was like a birthday thing, which I don't even know if I should have been there, but I was there. And I really loved it. It was so sweet, so wholesome. But there was someone there who I don't think should have been there, who was just making all their thoughts heard. All their thoughts at this person's birthday, intimate birthday dinner, and saying crazy things. And it was making me so embarrassed because I'm like, there are just people who just don't have a real brain. Like, where is your brain? Mama, where's your brain? Mama, a brain behind you. Oh, apparently it's not. Because what? This person was saying crazy. I want to give you an example of, oh, I can't even say, I can't. I'll give you a different example. Actually, I will tell you what happened because this person targeted me all night. They were just being so rude to me. Like, I'm done with some of these LA influencers, like rudeness. I am done. Every time I go out, I discover new things about how everyone hates me. But like, I'm going to get serious. Okay, let's get serious about this because this is something that I have struggled with for so long. And I actually don't even think I've talked about it. I get like somehow disrespected at like parties so often. And it's like, you know, it's crazy environments. It's high energy. There's a lot of people. I don't expect everyone to treat me with respect because there are probably times where I'm not treating people with respect, just and not even realizing it. You know, everyone's drinking, everyone's going crazy. But there are really times when I feel so disrespected by so many people. For example, if someone doesn't say hi to me, if I'm standing in a group and they say hi to everyone and skip over me, that happens so often when I go out. And it's like, I can't even joke about it because it's genuinely upsetting. Like, that's why I say, like, my standard for men and whether I deem them to be a good person or not is whether they literally say hi to me. That is my standard because you would not believe how many people will be talking to my friends for like 10 minutes and not even look at me, never once introduce themselves to me. Rude. Because there are times where I'll be like, you know, to like go in and give someone a hug, just because that's like social etiquette here. And people will look through me. It's just like, I don't get it. Like, and it happens with girls and guys. It's upsetting all the time. There was this person last night is one of those people who just never introduces himself to me ever. And it's just like, and I've met this person so many times and they are just not a nice person. Oh, and being so weird to me last night. Oh my God, sorry. Sorry, I'm not going to keep going with this story because it's probably not interesting because I can't give too many details because I feel like I might get in trouble. But I found my tolerance kind of getting lower for just people that I've been meeting. I had another instance last night where my friend was no joke talking to this guy for 30 minutes. 30. And his girlfriend was my best friend. She became my best friend. The guy not once looked at me, not once asked me a question, not once introduced himself to me. Like, it got to a point where I couldn't even be like, oh, by the way, hi. It's awkward. Speaking of this, this reminds me of something that people always love to say, where it's like people move to LA and then they're like, everyone in LA is so fake. Everyone in LA is such a backstabber. And it's like, I've lived here for 4 years at this point, and that's just not true. If you hear someone saying that, I want you to know this one thing. That person, whoever is saying that, is most likely the problem because they're surrounding themselves with people who have these tendencies, which means that most likely, they also have these tendencies. Every person that I have personally seen go on a rant about LA, talking about, oh, LA is so fake. LA is the worst. And I can't trust anyone. 9 out of 10 times, I look at that person. And I'm like, wait, that's weird because that's you. Like, you are the person who is like that. You have those tendencies. Like, and not all of them. Guys, I'm being a bitch. This is what happens when I get in a bad mood. I just become a bitch. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is why no one likes me. Anyways, but yeah, my experience is that I actually don't think that at all. Because if I meet someone who kind of has that vibe, I just don't become friends with them. And it's that simple. It is so simple. But maybe I'm just like an empath. Maybe I'm just really good at reading people. Maybe I'm just like really good at reading people and like being an empath and being awesome. I think everything wrong that's ever happened in my life started on the school bus. The worst things always happen on a damn school bus. Don't get me started on the field trip buses too. The star buses. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? That's trauma like no other. That is trauma that can't even like be bottled up in like words. Talk about going on the school bus and like all the bus seats are being taken and you try to sit next to someone random and they're a bitch to you. Has that happened to you guys? I feel like that's happened to everyone in the world and it's disgusting. The school bus is evil. It's uncharted territory and they need to crash. They need to go. School buses need to be abolished. There should be like assigned seating on a school bus because I had a nightmare the other night that I was back in school going on the school bus and because this would happen to me and they would be like you get on and it's like almost full, like a full bus is the worst thing to walk onto because it's like, who do you sit next to? What do you do? And then sometimes you're stuck sitting next to like a freak. And by freak, I don't mean like a quiet kid. I mean like the rowdy ones. The rowdy ones were the evil ones. And then bad things would happen. One time when I was like in kindergarten or like first grade, I was pressured to sit in the back of the bus and they were flipping off people behind, like the cars behind the school bus. They were flipping them off. And I started doing it because I was feeling pressured. And then they were doing it for like 10 minutes, I swear to God, and I do it once. I did it one time and flipped off someone. Keep in mind, I literally looked like I was 4 years old. Like no one who saw me doing that would probably be threatened. They would probably be cracking up. I wish kids would do that to me. That would crack me up. Anyway, sorry. Then the bus driver, the damn bus driver, literally pulled me up and gave me detention and made me want to kill myself. So now what? I wonder where he is now. Because look what happened to me. This is all because of him. He embarrassed me so much in front of the cool kids. And it was so sad. I was an embarrassment. I was a disgusting disgrace because I couldn't flip people off in peace. Like, what the hell? Another story time I have is one time I got a school bus driver fired because they were just rude. They would purposely, we would be going on like the roads, I guess the routes. And when we were like rowdy or he would like want to be mean to us, he would slam the brakes and go boom, 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 boom. So all of us would like hit the seat in front of us and then like keep, you know how it is when like you're braking a car, let alone a bus full of people. It's very intense movements. So he kept doing that. I forgot. He was doing other things too that were really bad. I forgot what exactly it was, but it was like, that was like the last straw. I got him fired. But now I feel bad about it because thinking back, I'm like, maybe he was awesome. And I just didn't respect his vibe. And then I got him fired. But you know what? If you don't want to work around kids, don't be a school bus driver. Just don't do it. And same thing goes with obviously teachers. But you know what? I haven't really had any bad teacher experiences in my life. Well, okay, I'm lying. I definitely have. But I've never like gotten a teacher fired or anything. But I have had teachers scream in my face. But like, I get it. Like now I get it. Like I don't even hold grudges against teachers because like if that was me, I would be worse than them now. Like I have no patience for like my own boyfriend, let alone a child. Like, okay, sorry. But I guess that's why I'm not a teacher. Instead, I'm teaching you guys how to be awesome. Guys, I'm still upset. Like, why was that girl mean to me last night? What did I do? What did I do to deserve meanness? I also saw some ex-friends last night. And I don't have many ex-friends. And I didn't really have a falling out with these people. But there was one person who I just didn't have the best experience with, like, fading out of that friendship. And it was a weird vibe. And it's just, things are throwing me for a loop these days. Things are throwing me for a damn loop. Like, do you guys want to know where my unhappiness / unluckiness started? Oh my God. The other day, I was at the canceled live show at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, which, wow. Okay, I was about to say it was amazing, but I am lying because I just didn't see the show. Like I fully got there just to go backstage when the show was over. Not on purpose. We didn't have time. And you know, there was a little moment, a little party. It was cute, whatever. Next day we were supposed to go again to actually watch the show, but it happened to be that it was 3:30 and Mario texted me saying, okay, we need to be in Hollywood at 5:00. I was sitting on the couch, no shower, no glam, no hair, nothing. And I was like, okay, so that's just not happening. Like, it's just not happening. It's just impossible for me. I can't do that. Like, my ugly ass. Like, it took me 3 hours to get ready today. Okay, I guess I can get ready quicker than 3 hours. Let me not do that. Let me not do all that. Anyway, so I just didn't go. I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, I'm busy anyway. I was doing other things. So I was like, okay, let me just chill it for a second. Let me just chill. Come to find out, the special guest was Trisha Paytas. You guys probably all know this. I didn't know this. I saw everyone later in the week or something. And I was, you know, freaking out because I was like, no one told me she was going to be there. Not to say that like, you know, the show itself wasn't enough, but like, oh my God, the things I would have done. I would have showed up alone and broken a window to get in. I would have done anything. I would have done anything. And she was backstage and like, I could have met her. I could have met. Guys, I wasn't okay. This is almost as bad as when I skipped a Fenty event one time because I thought it was the next day, but it was actually the day before I thought it was. So I just didn't go and I missed meeting not only Rihanna, worse, I didn't get to meet Shadi Bey. Like, this is worse than that. And I didn't think anything could top that. I really didn't think anything could top that. But guys, what the hell? When do I get to meet my idols? I haven't met anyone who like gagged me in years. Like, I miss that feeling of meeting people and being like, oh my God. Like, and I know you're not supposed to meet your idols. And I stand by that fully. Like, whenever you get too close to someone who you look up to, they just, that fades, you know, and it becomes a different relationship that's like sometimes kind of weird. And like, I don't know, things get blurry. There's blurred lines with Trisha. Like, I don't want to be her friend. I just want to see her. I mean, I would go on her podcast too. Hi. But like, oh, I'm so sad. It'll come. The time will come. Anyway, so that was something that was really upsetting that happened to me that ruined my week. And then obviously all the stuff happened last night. And then, oh, guys, my life is really hard. But you know what? I have been also really grateful. I'm such a grateful person. Grateful grapefruit. Guys, I'm locking into being grateful these days because I just feel so thankful to be where I am. And wow, I have to practice positivity. Meanwhile, in the back of my mind right now, I'm thinking about how much like I just don't want to exist. Like, I'm done being perceived. I'm done. I am done. Like, being perceived like this is fine. Being perceived by people in real life, like, I can't do it. Like, I want to practice truth telling today because I do have something on the notes that I do that I've been avoiding for a lot of episodes. And I thought maybe I'd just to get it out, maybe just talk about it because I haven't been canceled much in my life, which I'm so grateful for, but also not really because it's just innate. Like, I just haven't really done anything to get me canceled. But there are a few times in which that has happened. Yes, who can believe? And if you know what I'm talking about and if you can remember, there are two I want to talk about today. Two. Because I thought, okay, I'm already kind of in a negative, awful, evil headspace. Let's worsen it. But also kind of clear some things up because it's important. It's important to kind of get these things off my chest and onto the air because it doesn't feel good sometimes when there are people who have like the wrong kind of idea of you, which I know is fine. Like, people will think about something or like discover something and kind of run with it. And you know, no matter how hard I try right now, if I were to try to like get everyone who doesn't like me back on my side and be like, no, like, this is the story, this is the truth. Like, the internet doesn't work like that. You know, the internet is about people coming up to conclusions like that, and then that's it. You know, a lot of people can't change their mind. And so I'm okay with that. I learned that for the first time actually this year, and it was hard. It was hard to learn that, but I actually first want to touch on my first scandal, which was when I allegedly called Emma Chamberlain smelly at a Whole Foods in 2019. Who remembers that? Guys, who remembers that? That was kind of iconic if you think about it. It was kind of iconic. But here's the story. I've never told this story because sometimes people bring it up to me still. And I'm like, wait, one, how do you remember that? And two, you'll gag when you find out that that's not really what happened. We were in Whole Foods. I was in Whole Foods with two of my, you know, ex-friends, to put it lightly. We were filming TikToks. Sorry, guys. This was like 5 years ago. I'm really trying to remember exactly what happened because I need to clock everyone really quick. And like, this story is fierce. So we were filming a TikTok with the audio, uh-oh, stinky. Because remember how that was such a thing in 2019? It was like, uh-oh, stinky. I don't know why it was a thing, but it was a thing. And we were filming this TikTok before we even realized that she was in the Whole Foods with us. And then this is what happened. He told me to just do this and he was filming me. So I was like, okay. So he did that. And then I realized she was there and I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like scared because I didn't think that she liked me. But they like met her and went up to her and talked to her. I didn't get to or wasn't invited to. Again, with my vibe. Again, with people looking through me. What's that about? They went up to her and then after, I don't know. I didn't even see the person who made that TikTok. I did not even see them finish the video. Then he showed me the video later and I realized what I was looking at. I was like, oh my God, that's the video of me calling her stinky because he had recorded her. I don't know, guys. It was a thing. And it's obviously I was like, oh my God, haha, like it was a joke because she made the joke herself of her calling herself stinky. I wasn't the one who came up with the joke. It was her. And then he perpetuated it by making that TikTok. And I was like, oh, that's like silly, I guess. But don't post that because that's not what I thought was happening here. And also, obviously don't post it because like, duh, that's like rude. And then he posted it. And when I tell you the behind the scenes of the aftermath of that video was me chasing this person around the house for 10 minutes, trying to be like, what is your problem? Do you not have a brain? why would you post that to the internet? Like, because people slip up and have moments, and that, I guess, was a slip up for me, even though I didn't really know what was happening and I didn't like really consent to like being filmed in that way. And I didn't, whatever. I don't think he understood that it was like a rude thing, that it wasn't just like a joke, because it did also seem like a joke because she was in on it. Anyways, to finish that story, then we deleted it after I got his phone after 10 minutes. And then he realized why he shouldn't have done it. And I got the slack. I got the worst of it. Yeah. But then I forgot about it. So anyways, sorry, Emma. But anyways, the next scandal that I should talk about, just to get it off the air, because I don't even know if people really remember this still. 2024 has been such a crazy year in terms of drama. Like, we need to talk about it. The scandals that have happened this year for influencers and celebrities is beyond what we have seen in previous years. It's psychotic. Like, I don't understand what is going on. I don't understand what is in the air this year. Like, some astrologist, let me know. Because I'm curious. I'm wondering what the hell happened this year. Someone let me know, please. So there was a scandal earlier this year that involved me because of a podcast that I filmed in 2022. And I'm not going to go super deep. I'm going to try not to go super deep into telling this story, because if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to give you a timestamp to just skip past, because this is genuinely, at least in terms of like what I've seen with online scandals, one of the most complicated stories and so many different points of views. I still don't know what really happened. And I don't think anyone really does. And it was sucks because with situations like that where things are just so unclear and there's so many stories about the same thing and people have different things to say and it's just someone's word against someone else's word, it's just like that's so messy and like not cute and not fun to be a part of, because it's just like, it gives people like room to just pick sides and like then believe this. I don't know. It's messy. It's not cute. It was a horrible experience to go through, and I was definitely dragged into it. And that's what upset me the most, is because obviously I hope that you guys know my character at this point after being online for so many years, to know that like I don't really get involved with drama in general, especially up to that point I didn't. And I was getting called so many names because of this situation. Okay, let me back up. So it was a situation that involved a cat who passed away, and it was allegedly at the hands of an influencer. That was the initial story. And I was told this by someone who lived in the house at the time with this influencer. And, you know, it wasn't my story to tell to anyone, and I wasn't sure if it was completely true. But I told the story on a podcast in 2022 with my close friends at the time, and we bleeped out the name. And for 2 years, no one talked about it. No one, like, I said the full story in the podcast, what I had heard, and no one talked about it at all. And it was kind of a weird thing, because I'm not kidding you, I would oftentimes check the comments like years after and be like, did anyone care about that story that I told about that cat and the influencer? And I could tell you confidently, there was no more than 2 comments about it. And I don't even think there was 2. I remember 1 comment, like no one cared, it seemed. Years later, another person who knew the story, I don't know who, posted it on Reddit. And then like found that clip of me on the podcast and then linked it together. So it seemed like I was like the truth teller of this story. Like I was the one who broke the story. I guess because that person posted it on Reddit with my video, it made it seem like the story was coming straight from my mouth. When in reality, someone who knew the story posted it on Reddit, and then it got messy because they used my clip, my video, where I had her name bleeped out deliberately, because I did not want to expose this story to anyone. It's not my place. And then from there, things got messy because people just believed that I started this for fun. Like it was just like some drama that I wanted to start, when in reality, like when I found out that that got posted with the person's name who I was talking about, it was awful. So anyways, to not overcomplicate this, I'm just going to end the story there of the context. If you want to look it up, you can. Things got so dirty. It brought out a part of myself that I have not met before. I have not met the angry part of myself like that in years. Like it was so awful to experience that, because people were just pinning things on me and starting to say things that just weren't true. And it, like, that's tough. Like, and I think whenever I used to listen to people talk about getting canceled, I'd be like, oh my God, it's not that serious. Like, but then when you're in it, like it does feel a little serious sometimes. Like it feels a little threatening, because people just start to come up with stories. Like misinformation gets spread so fast. Like there are people who I will never forget who would make TikToks saying the nastiest things about me, the nastiest, saying that I did this for clout, like it was a stunt I pulled, when in reality, I remember I was at a concert for ITZY. I was in an ITZY concert. And I was on the way home, and that's when I saw the video that was posted on TikTok. And I was like, oh my, like my heart dropped to my stomach. Like, that is not the attention that anyone wants. Like, that's why I hated people calling me a clout chaser. Cause I was like, one, what I do? And two, the real clout chasers are the ones spreading misinformation and making TikToks about this, being like, wow, and like telling their full story and like their opinions. I'm like, you're the one who's trying to get likes off this. You know, it's like that. It was never my intention to be doing that, but it's fine. I understand it. And I understand that people kind of wanted, it was interesting to people. It was a very like, you know, polarizing story. And some people wanted me to be like the villain for some reason, even though what did I do? Like, I didn't do anything. I just struggled because I like at my heart, y'all know that like the true me is like just a fun person at heart. Like, that really is like my vibe. Like, this darkness that you're seeing today, this is rare darkness. Like, usually at nature, I think I'm a happy-go-lucky person. And like the version of me, like where I'm being silly and crazy and like, oh, crazy, that is like, that's where I feel comfortable and how I feel comfortable displaying myself on the internet, because that's just like, that's my natural vibe. Like, nothing's too serious. Like, I hate when things just have to be too serious, because like there's just nothing fun in that, you know? But with this, like, it was serious, and it was like so serious because obviously it involves like an animal. So it was a serious situation, and it was, I couldn't brush this off as like nothing and just avoid it and say nothing. That's what it felt like, because this was such serious, you know, like content. This was such serious, you know, matter, I guess. I just felt like I couldn't not say anything, especially because again, people, you know, were misinformed and thinking that I was like the trailblazer for this, that I did this with intention to take someone down. When in reality, that is just not what happened. But I'm saying this here just because I feel like now I'm able to be a bit more candid about it and a bit more relaxed, because like the situation is done and people have formed their opinions. So I just think it's interesting to talk about, because it was such a weird experience. Like, and I'm glad that most people don't have to go through it ever in their lives to be like publicly ridiculed like that. It was awful. And the things people were saying about me, like, it really took a hit on my, I was gonna say ego, but not really. It hurt. Like, I don't know, people just say rude things. Like, the amount of comments I got that were like, oh, you're falling off and now you're doing this. You fell off and this is now your attempt to get clout. I'm like, I would never in a million years, honest to God, I don't think anyone that I know or anyone just period would say something like that to try to get attention. What kind of attention is that? Like, that is not the attention that I want. And I don't think it's the attention that anyone wants, being involved with a story like that. But yeah, I mean, the story was awful and I still don't really know what happened and I'm done. It doesn't involve me. Like, the worst crime I did, which I apologize for in my deleted apology video, was telling a story on a podcast that I didn't know if it was true or not. And then it ended up kind of being true. I'm sad for, you know, what happened. I think that's disgusting and awful and sad. I don't know why it happened. I don't know how it happened. I don't want to know. I'm out. It's just not my thing. I have since talked also with the influencer that this story was about, and we had a conversation in real life in person because I saw them and it was really awkward and it was weird, but we decided to talk about it and we were cool with each other, and that's all I'm gonna say because I don't want to speak for her. But yeah, very negative experience. I hope to never go through something like that again, and if I do, now I'm better prepared. But I don't think I'll ever go through anything like that again. I hope. I don't want to jinx it. Should I knock on wood? This isn't even real wood. This is wood. Actually, all of this is fake wood. Like, this is not wood. Oh, my floors. Okay. Knocked on wood. It's just, the internet could be so negative sometimes. And again, I don't know what it was about this year that was so nasty. It had nasty vibes. Like it was just nasty. But we made it. We survived. We made it out. Almost. Almost. Let's not get too confident. We still got a month left. Guys, December is such an exciting month. Who's excited for December? It's my birthday. My birthday coming soon. Guys, what are you going to do for me for my birthday? Someone make an edit of me. Okay. Okay, another negative topic that I wanted to talk about with you guys is something that I think needs to stop. I know there's probably not many people who my words will truly affect, but I can only hope and pray. I can only hope and pray that maybe there's someone out there who needs to be told this right now. Because I know there's a lot of younger people who are susceptible to just their phones, their screens, you little screenagers. Young people are susceptible to a lot of influence. And I know this because I was. I know this because I've been there. My friends have been there. My close friends. Okay, and how long has my shirt been popped open? I hate starvation culture on TikTok. Like, okay, this is a really serious topic that, you know, usually I wouldn't talk about. But today's the day, it seems. I don't want to be rude, and I don't want to be like the new target and the new demon target for eating disorder Twitter, because I know they'll call me fat and it will upset me. But that side of Twitter and on TikTok, I haven't delved super deep into this, so I don't want to like act like I'm the know-it-all here. But I just see a lot of TikToks, like it's so normalized for people on TikTok to be like, oh, I'm eating nothing. I saw a TikTok the other day of a guy who was like, my pre-Halloween diet, and it's like nothing. I'm like, maybe I'm not getting the memo. Maybe I'm not getting the memo and I should stop eating. Like, I don't know. It makes me literally feel bad about myself. And I'm a full-grown 21-year-old. Like, I don't know. It makes me feel bad because kids should not be seeing this. Like, that's not normal. It's just not. Like, and I don't want, this is a very touchy subject and I understand that. And I'm saying this because I've had people who are very close to my life in my past, like deal with stuff like this, and it's awful. And it's just not gonna get any better by people promoting it like this. And it just makes me upset. Like, I remember there was also that audio on TikTok where it was like, I need to eat nothing or something. I don't know. It was like something like that. And I'm like, what? We're losing the plot. Like, I guess I'm just gonna cut it there because I haven't gone through this to an extent where I feel like I want to talk about, you know, my personal experiences or, you know, and I'm not going to talk about people close to me, but like, if you guys see stuff like that, just know that that's not normal. And like, do not look at that like it's the Bible, because trust it ain't. You're gorgeous and you're beautiful the way you are. And eating is normal. And if you're going through something, please reach out for help, please. Because I just feel for the generation below me, because it affected my generation so heavily. I can't even imagine kids now, because just the influences, and it's like, it's adults running these accounts. It is adults who are still going through this. And I'm like, if you're running an ED Twitter or an ED TikTok account and you're an adult, grow up. Like, I'm sorry if me being like, I don't want to get canceled 20 minutes ago and now I'm saying stuff like this. Like, I'm sorry. It's affecting the youth. Don't be promoting this like it's some sickening cool thing. Sorry, I'm done speaking about this. This might get cut out, so I'm sorry. Okay, if this top wants me to be a slut, like it just keeps popping open and it's really scary. Guys, I want to talk to you quickly about The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I know this show is old at this point and I think they're already starting to film a season 2, which is like, this is the best news of my life. I love that show so much because it's just so different from me. Like, I don't know a single Mormon person. I don't think I've ever met a single Mormon person. I didn't think that that's what they were like. And I'm learning new things. Like, these girls are crazy. They're crazy girls. And the rules for Mormonism are so bizarre to me. And I'm not trying to say that they're wrong or anything, but I just love them drinking Diet Coke with like so much caffeine, but like they can't drink coffee. Like, I don't think I understand, but you know what? I appreciate and I respect. It's just quirky. It's quirky. It's fun. These girls still get crazy. They get down. They have their parties with their sodas, trust and believe. But I want to talk specifically about Whitney. And no, this is not going to be any Whitney hate, because don't do my girl Whitney like that. And what if I said she's my bestie? And what if I said Whitney from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is my bestie? Because yes, she follows me on TikTok. And when I saw that, I literally, the second I finished the show, that's when like you do your deep dives, you know? I went into like this full deep dive of the Mormon Wives and I saw the only one who follows me was Whitney. And she follows my TikTok account. If you don't know, I have 2 TikTok accounts, but like only one of them I post on. And it's like my like really quirky account where I post crazy stuff. I just can't stop thinking every time I post a video of me like dressed up as Kelly Osbourne or John Pork. Me posting videos of me dressed up as John Pork and Whitney from The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is following me. Like, what is she thinking when she sees me dressed up as John Pork? Like, I don't know. And it just doesn't compute in my head, but I'm gagged. Like, maybe she's into John Pork. Maybe she picks up his calls. I don't know. But like, that's my sister. So I don't want to hear anything bad. I don't want to hear anything bad about her, because I know that she was set up. As an avid reality TV like watcher, girl, you know, she was just set up by those producers. Like, and trust, in season 2, she's probably going to have the most sickening redemption. Like, that's my sister. And I think she's about to give birth right now. Girl, good luck to you. Love you. Shout out to Whitney, but also shout out to the rest of them. I love everyone on that show except for Jen Affleck, which, okay, I'm taking it back. I don't think she was set up by producers. I think she set herself up, because she was like, she had bad vibes. There were bad vibes there, but I think it's mostly because of her husband. So I'm not going to hold it against her. Like, if she gets rid of him, I feel like she'd be great. She had some vibes. If you watch the show, you know what I'm saying. But anyways, I'm not going to go any more into that, because I know some of y'all haven't watched it. But if you haven't, somehow still watch Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I really recommend it. It is such a good show. Also, I remembered a story the other day. Okay, completely unrelated. Sorry, but I remembered a story the other day of when, this was when I was, you know, single, dating, feeling crazy. There was this guy, he's an influencer. I don't know his name. Sorry, I would say it, but I don't. But he's like a cute guy. And I saw him on Bumble one day and we matched. We matched on Bumble. And this is the funny thing is that he is so attractive, I guess, conventionally, that I knew it was a fake account because I knew he would just never match with me. And then I checked the names and it was a fake account. It was a catfish. The guy I matched with was not the guy who I was looking at, you know, catfished. But I didn't fall for it. I didn't even message him. But I just thought it was funny because I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, this guy, like I know him kind of. And like I saw him on Bumble, like, ooh, like, ah, like, oh. So then I saw him in real life a few days later and I was like, oh my God, like you'll never guess. Like I matched with like a fake you on Bumble. Like how funny is that? Like someone's catfishing as you. And he was like, oh yeah, that wasn't me. I'm sorry. No, I can't even convey the bad vibes. I can't even convey the evilness that was literally thrust upon me. I was just trying to be a sister. Honestly, I was just trying to be a sister because I think this man was gay. I think he was gay and like not in a bad way. You know, wait. I was trying to be a sister and I don't think it was working with him. I don't think he liked it because I was trying to let him know casually and nicely that someone was, I think, catfishing him on Bumble. And he literally looked at me with the most deadpan, scary influencer eyes you've ever seen and went, that wasn't me. Sorry. Sorry? What do you mean sorry? So you're gonna look at me. Oh, you're gonna look at me and say sorry? So you think I want you like that? Girl. You're gay. Okay, I don't even know if he is. But anyways, I was pissed. I was like, what do you mean sorry? Like, take the damn joke. No, it wasn't even a joke. I was just being a sister. Like, come on. Let me be your sister. Oh, it was so upsetting. Because if someone did that to me, if someone told me that someone was catfishing me on Bumble, I would crack up. I would be like, that is so funny. I would literally crack up. I'd be like, oh my God, show me. Like, that's so silly. That's not me. Because I knew it wasn't him when I matched with him. I just thought I'd let him know. And instead I got the most evil response ever. And just know, you will perish. Okay. sorry. Guys, the negativity, I'm really trying to get rid of it. I'm feeling a better vibe now. I don't know what happened. I think maybe because I peed. I just peed. I think maybe now I'm feeling better. A little bit of a lighthearted story time for you guys. This isn't lighthearted. This is actually highly illegal and scary. But I used to live in West Hollywood. Okay, so let me lay out the story. I used to live in West Hollywood. So if you know, have ever been to LA or have experienced, you know, Hollywood in general, living there is kind of hard because you can't really exit very easily in the sense that if you have a favorite grocery store that's only in the Valley or in Santa Monica or something, it's not like you could go there easily and like plan to like make the trip there or like go, I don't know. It's just the traffic is hard, especially there because it's just so condensed and like congested. For a while, I lived there. So, you know, I had my grocery store I would go to that was close and wouldn't take me 40 minutes to get there and back from. I had, you know, my favorite shopping places, my like friends, you know, this and that. But I also needed a vet. So I went to a vet. And if you knew what street this was on, like there should just not even be a vet on this street. Like this street, it's not made for that. Like this street has dark energy. It's more for like setting up little like booths and like selling 3D printed like anime figures and like thrifting. Like, it's just not, like, there should not be a vet there. And even if there is, which there was, I shouldn't have thought to go there, you know? For money reasons. One, it's expensive. Everything on that street is so overpriced. And then two, like, it's just not the vibe for the vet, you know? That's, like, bring your cats to, like, Sherman Oaks or something. I don't know. Somewhere else. And yes, the street is Melrose. There, I said it. I went to a vet on Melrose and, because I had to, it was close, right by my house at the time. And I brought my cat Hazel in, I think for like her second checkup because she was a kitten at the time. And you know, the check-in was cute. By the way, most expensive vet I've ever been to in my goddamn life. It's offensive. It's rude at this point. It's just rude. But that's beyond the point. I went there, checked in, the person came in, you know, got the first little stats, the weight, the height, all height, weight, you know, whatever information she needed. And then the actual vet comes in and immediately things get dark. He is wearing Gucci shoes. So at first I was like, okay, that's a choice. Immediately, the vibes are weird. He starts tapping his feet a lot. He's sniffling his nose. He's talking faster than I've ever heard anyone talk in my life. And worst of all, he started asking me questions and then 3 seconds would go by. 3. And he would ask me the same questions. Like, he kept going over the same words over and over to the point where I thought he was joking. I thought it was a joke. He was freaking me out, and he was holding my cat and like checking her tail and like lifting her and like being crazy with her. And I was like, what is going on? I'm not kidding. He asked me the same question. I think the question was like, if she's been spayed. I think he asked me that 4 times within the span of like the 3 minutes he was in the room. But like, yeah, he was in there for only like 3 minutes with my cat, I guess, giving her the shots. I forget exactly why I was there. Anyways, so coked out. Coked out vet on Melrose. Like, just don't go there. And spent so much money there. It was a disgrace. But honest to God, I never went back after that, because he was, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe he's like has dementia, even though he also forgot to tell you he was maybe 25. Thankfully, it was fine because his hands weren't shaking or anything. I guess he was able to, you know, distribute that vaccine that she needed very easily, and it was fine. But like, what if like something was actually wrong? Like, the men in LA, it's not even just the influencers, it's the vets now. Like, we gotta watch out for the vets. Next thing you know, your tax accountant is gonna be the problem. I wonder where he's at now. I wonder if he ever got caught. Let me know. Guys, okay, now that I'm more in my positive vibe, I wanna talk about affirmations, but not the boring kind of affirmations. I'm just gonna manifest something really quick. I wanna go on like a TV show. Wouldn't that be so fun? Or like be a model on a runway. Okay, I know I just talked about starvation culture and how bad it is, but I would lose weight if I needed to, like really quickly. If I needed to be like, I would do it healthy though. Me on Ozempic, like, okay. Lying, I'm not on Ozempic. Guys, I know so many people who are on Ozempic and Mounjaro. You wouldn't believe. I know everyone says that. They're like, everyone's on it. Mama, I've been to some dinners before where, girl, the plates are not touched. Like, and I feel I'm over there like, girl, no one else. Like, no one eats. Okay. It's awful. It's like, I hate the culture. Let me just be fat and happy. Let me be fat and happy. What's wrong with that? Nothing, actually. Oh, my manifestations. I really want to be in a TV show or like a model. Why don't I get to do fun things like that? Why does no one want to like scout me to be a model? Look at my face. I guess people don't really know how tall I am. I'm tall. I have a tall, slender, gorgeous body. Okay, maybe not slender. This episode was really negative. I'm so sorry. I just want to make people happy. So I'm sorry about talking about my body and cancellations and negative things. It's hard. But you know what? In a sense, I feel like this is a very important episode because we're like getting rid of bad energy. We're getting rid of bad energy in all senses, it seems. Because I feel like this had to happen eventually. Like, we had to have the hard-hitting episode where you got to really see me in a new light. Like, I'm always happy-go-lucky, unseriousness to the max. But today, that wasn't the case. It's hard being someone who's been on the internet for so long and has never really let, like, a super vulnerable side to them show. Just because it's just not in my nature, I don't think, to, like, be super vulnerable and serious and have these hard-hitting conversations. But even though this podcast is intended to be so fun and I plan on it being very fun in the future, I also think it's important to have serious conversations. And sometimes the serious conversations mean a little more coming from someone who's not usually serious. Like, sometimes we have to lock into being serious and lock into having these hard conversations. And I hope that you guys understand where I've been coming from with a lot of these topics today. But I just, yeah, I feel a little uncomfortable. So that's why I'm saying this. Anyways, yeah. So if you're pitching a show, if you need a character like me with my vibe, I could do a lot with my face and my hair. You know, makeup and hair gets me it gets me far. Like, I could really transform this face and this body to be whatever you need. So pitch me, cast me. Also, I think I could be a good actor. Who else thinks I could be a good actor? I don't know. Like, okay, let me try. Should I try, like, pretend to be sad or something? You never made me happy. You always made me sad. Okay, wait. I sound like 11. Maybe I should be cast in a role where I just don't talk. Like, I just don't need any lines. Okay. Guys, if you don't know, this is my cat. His name is Happy, but I've never called him Happy, not one day in my life. I call him Misa. His name is Misa. He's a really cute baby. He's actually currently attacking the monitor. Baby, you're looking at me. Guys, if you don't know, I have 4 cats. Can I tell you about my 4 cats? I would grab them all, but I don't know where the hell they are. Even the one that I just brought in here, he's like in hell now. Like, I don't know where he went. He went into the abyss of wires and cameras. Okay, I lied. This is my second baby. Her name is, she doesn't have a name, so I lied. We just call her Miss Thing because she's just a little Miss Thing. She's just a baby Miss Thing. She's a baby Miss Thing. She's a cutie. She is my newest addition. Her and the one I just showed you, Misa, they're actually siblings. She's a little devious. I will tell you, though, that she is just an angel. She has truly become my new favorite because she's just the sweet. Look at her. She's looking at herself in the monitor. She's such a cutie baby. She's so, so sweet. And you know what the funny part is? As of filming this right now, I've had her for maybe 2-3 months. No one knows that I have a fourth cat. No one knows. She's a secret. But it's okay because I was just making sure that she was my bestie before I like really confirmed with anyone. But here's the confirmation. She is an angel and she's 6 or 7 months old right now. And yes, she's brothers to Misa. They're both ragdoll cats. And yeah, they're angels. They are truly angels. I got them because I got inspired by the cat. Oh, what's her name on TikTok? There's a woman who has a cat who's so sweet and her name is Junie. And because of Junie, if you guys know Junie and her owner, angels, angels. She was the one who inspired me to get now my 2 children. But my first 2 children, y'all know them. Y'all know them very well. Tofu, of course, who I got on my YouTube video. Tofu's a big boy now. He's a big boy and he's a demon. And he's been peeing all over my house these days. And no, it's not because he needs to go to the vet. It's because he's pissed. I know him very well. He's okay. He's healthy. But he's a little angry at me. But we're getting it under control. I think we figured it out with the peeing. And then I have Hazel, who she's definitely the shyest. She's definitely the most anxious. I've owned Hazel for 3 years. And still, if I try to go up to her, she will run away. Like, she's just one of those cats. But you know what? I still give her a wonderful home life. I still give her everything she needs. But anyways, yeah, those are my kitties. Guys, I'm sorry if you don't care. Honestly, if we're going to have a close relationship here, you need to know about my cats. Like, you just need to know. I will say Misa, he is the prized possession of a lifetime. Like, him and his sister are just the sweetest. They're just angels. Like, I hope everyone one day gets to have a cat that's as sweet as him. Like, he just is a baby. He's my son. I love him endlessly. And that's all I got to say about that. Something else I want to talk about was that killing yourself with a toaster in a bathtub is really drama. Has anyone actually ever done that? Or is that just like a trope? I'm sorry. Is that offensive? If someone's actually done that, then like, I'm sorry. I feel you. I understand you and you are valid. Well, they're not watching this. Is that offensive? Guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Before I even get canceled, I'm sorry. Something else I want to talk about in kind of pop culture news. This is something I could talk about because it's kind of old, but like it's prevalent. It's something that's gone on for a long time and it probably will happen just for the rest of time, it seems. Before I start, I love this person. I actually think they're great. No hate to the Lovato-nators because I'm going to talk about Demi Lovato for a second. I understand that she has gone through some horrible struggles, some real hard hardships, some low lows, and I cannot be more happy that she is okay and she's like a lovely person now, it seems, and she just seems like she's doing a lot better than she has been in, you know, previous years. But I do have a question. Is she gonna release a documentary like for the rest of time every time she wants to release a lead single? Like, it's just a question I have, because historically she has released, I think, 4 documentaries about herself. I think 4, and every time comes with it a lead single, and then it's like an album. It's like, how many documentaries do I need in Demi Lovato's life? Like, I think I understand. I think I get it. And not to say I'm not interested. Like, girl, I eat them up. Like, I want to hear more about how you punched that girl in the face when you were like on coke. I want to know more. But I don't know if it's the best strategy, because I think after Quiet on Set came out, she released her own version talking to like Nickelodeon kids or just other child actors, child stars, I mean. And then with it came a single. And I'm like, wait, Demi, what is going on? And I was confused too, because I thought most of it was supposed to be about like other people. And there were some cameos, but for the most part, it was just another documentary about her. And I'm like, okay, girl, like, if this is your way, if that's her way to heal and like cope, then that's amazing. And then I'm sorry. And because I really do love her and I think she is so talented and so slept on. Well, okay, saying Demi Lovato is slept on is crazy. Like, no, she's not. But in a sense, I feel like, you know, recently she hasn't had any like major moments, but in like, I think she needs to lock into like being in the studio. But if she releases like 9 more documentaries, like, I'll watch them. Okay. So I don't know why I'm complaining, but I've been noticing this. Oh my God. Okay. Another thing I want to talk about, another documentary that I have to talk about. Guys, who has watched the Lele Pons documentary? Someone please tell me that you have. You know, she has a bad rep. She has a bad rep. You know, when you think of Lele Pons, you think of, oh, I'm Latina. You think of, oh, Vine. You think of Instagram versus real life realness. And it's just like the worst Instagram comedy, like from 2016 that like still happens to this day. But if you watch that girl's documentary, you know that she's like She is the truth. When I watched a documentary, like, it changed my perception of her so crazy. It made me realize, like, wow, I really can't, like, be judging people like that, because she is, like, she's so strong. She's gone through so much in her life. She really has. And she, like, it was so interesting. I don't know. It's just, like, you never would have thought that, like, she had so much lore. But I guess, you know, everyone does. I don't really remember too much about it, if I'm, like, being super honest. But if you've watched it and you remember it, let me know. Who else watched the Lele Pons documentary? I'm Latina. Speaking of Latina, I feel like I look so Latina right now. Like, one thing about me, I love a little concept. I love a little vibe, as you could tell. Yeah, I was going for, like, a vintage dolly. But then it turned into, like, a Latina, like, Western, like, Latina mom vibe. Who, like, definitely voted for Trump. But, like her parents definitely, like, immigrated from Mexico. But, yeah, I'm really feeling it. Speaking of Latinas, I have to just be honest. Like, there's just, like, that classic Latina baddie look. Like, I feel like a really popular girl right now who kind of has that look is Wendy. I don't know her last name. I think it starts with an O. But I always see her lives, and, like, she's sickening. Like, she has that look. Like, she's carrying on the legacy. Like, those girls, they'll always exist. They will always be so hot. They will always, like, just give the fantasy of the Latina classic baddie look. Like, I just love a classic Latina baddie. Them and their ugly boyfriends will always do it for me. Always. Like, why is that always the case? Like, the hottest Latina you know has the ugliest boyfriend. And that's a fact. Someone give me a case where that's just not the truth. I'm waiting. I'll wait. Oh, I'll wait. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Thank you guys for watching today. I think this episode was possibly a bit longer. I think this episode was a bit of a longer episode. I hope. Today was a rough one. Today was a rough one. I really hope that you enjoyed. I have to say, again, I'm sorry for the weird vibes. I'm sorry for the off-putting vibes, if there were any in this episode. I've had to film all four episodes that you've seen. I filmed them in the past, like, 2 weeks. Like, boom, 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 boom. That's not really normal for me. So that's why I'm struggling, I think, with this one. But you know what? I finished. And I'm so excited to start doing this weekly for you guys. It is going to be so fun. I am so excited, and I will see you next week. But also, I will see you in December for me. Love you guys. Y'all are my besties. Y'all are my besties. Y'all are my besties. Y'all are my besties. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.